The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for the FIDIPIDATIONS Worldwide Half Marathon in October 2007. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email at theextramile2007@gmail.com.
Can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends.
Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the Extra Mile Podcast. By the time we post this episode, it will be October already. And we will be anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks away from the FIDIPIDATIONS Worldwide Half. And kick the couch 5K. I'm starting to get excited. In this week's episode, we will hear some updates from a few people we've heard from before as we get so close to the big day. We will also get some wit and wisdom from our buddy Jim. And obviously some updates from myself, Chris, and Nigel on how things are going with us. How many different ways are there to tell someone you care for them?
You make me want to be a better man.
Other than the traditional candy, flowers, and I love yous, how do we tell or show our significant others that we appreciate them and that they mean a lot to us? I bring this up because as we approach our big day, most of us, if not all of us, have been putting some significant burdens on our significant others. Many of us are training for half marathons, and quite a few for marathons, which entail a lot of time on the road. Long runs on weekends, and not just the 2 to 4 hours we might be gone for our long runs, but sometimes an entire wasted weekend when we come back from a long run and are pretty much useless for the rest of the weekend, certainly for the rest of that day. This is not always fair on our significant others. So it's a burden that they bear. And personally, there is nothing that my wife, almost nothing that my wife can do for me to show me how much she cares that I appreciate more than her sharing my love and passion for running and taking on the burden that that brings on her. So, the common theme that you will pick up on during this episode will be the appreciation we have for our significant others and the burden that our running puts on them, particularly as we wind down our training, move into a taper phase, and hope so much to see their smiling faces greeting us at the finish line. Or in my case, her smiling face next to me at the finish line. So stick around for this extra mile and enjoy.
Good morning, listeners of the Extra Mile Podcast. Richard Priest sending in a training/soon-to-be race report. It is presently 5:45 in the morning. Sunday morning. It is September 9th. And as I mentioned earlier, or in earlier training updates, I was training for races, the first one being today. It's the Montreal International Marathon, which I'm doing the half marathon, and it's a beautiful day in the sense that it is, humidity is very low and it's quite cool, which is very fortunate because yesterday morning, Saturday morning, the day before the race, I always like to go out for a small run. I went out for a 3.2 mile or 5 kilometer run at 5:30 a.m. and it was 25 degrees Celsius and about 95% humidity. Now 24 hours later, it is right now 12 degrees Celsius and humidity is probably in the 50-60%, so it's actually a little bit chilly this morning. But we went through an abnormally high heat wave in the past couple weeks. Quick training update. As life would have it, and Murphy's Law being always the dominant law in my life, and probably if I spoke to most people, they would agree that it's a dominant law in their life. The past 2 weeks prior to the race today haven't been good training weeks at all. Extremely stressful. Fortunately, I'm not injured at all. My problems were more related to just life in general and work and a few situations, family situations. We have my wife and I have three children, of which our youngest is our daughter, and she's just over 2 years old, not quite 2.5 years old, and she's just having a transition from the crib to a small bed. And she, historically, for the past, since she's been born almost, or not since she's been born, but since she's been about 5 months old, has been an incredible sleeper. And just in the past week or so, she's become very difficult. And I would say, starting, like I said, not even a week ago, maybe 5-6 days ago, it's gone exponential in her behavior when it comes to bedtime. From being able to just plop her down in the bed and seeing her in the morning to being up till 1 and 2 in the morning for the past few nights, just trying to get her to go to bed. Of course, now that she's gained her mobility, climbing out of her crib and now being in her small bed, she enjoys that, and she's having a lot of trouble adjusting to it. Needless to say, so are we. So that's been really poopy, but we've gone through similar situations, and my theory is that with children, everything is a phase, as children of that age, that is. They go through all kinds of different phases, and their behaviors can change very quickly, suddenly, without any warning, and if you can just weather the storm long enough, things get back to normal. Anyway, I didn't know that when we had our first child 8 years ago, and you know, probably some of my reactions and actions with our first son were probably inappropriate. I see that now because, you know, you try and reason with them and all kinds of frustrations and get mad and say things you don't mean. And anyway, I think probably many of us have been there. Some people are probably are better at this than others, but the point is, typically, if you just hold tight, weather the storm, you'll get through it, and it's incredible how a few months down the road after the event is gone or the phase is over, you can barely remember how bad it was. Anyway, we're going through a bad phase there, and work has been absolutely insano mundo. So anyway, enough complaining. So yeah, so the race today, half marathon, I'm feeling nervous about it. I'm going to put it right out there. I've got two pace bracelets, I brought my little pace bands that I'm carrying in my pocket. One is 155 and the other is 152, 1 hour 52 minutes. For me, both those times are optimistic. I haven't been running long runs, many long runs in that area, and I haven't been running that fast at all. But anyway, you have to put your neck out there once in a while, and that's what I'm doing. I'll not one to record or even carry an MP3 during a race, so I'll probably just send you or just complete this update following the race. Anyway, it looks like it's going to be a little bit cool, which I prefer over a little bit warm. Rain is coming, but not till this afternoon, so hopefully by 10:30 this morning, 11 o'clock at the latest, the race will be over for me, and hopefully at the finish line too. The race is actually pretty interesting in that it finishes in the Olympic Stadium. Now, for those of you who are of my generation or older, you remember for sure that in 1976 the Summer Olympics were in Montreal, and they built this monstrosity called the Big O, or the Olympic Stadium. And actually the community, the larger community of Montreal, just finished paying for that beast in the past couple years, I believe, through taxation. The thing went over, it was insane how over budget it went, and it was by no means completed when 1976 Olympics occurred. But anyway, I don't want to get into that, but it's a really cool building, and the marathon and half marathon actually finish inside the Big O. So you come into the Big O and you do a 3/4 of a lap around the track, the same way that it was done 30 years ago for the Olympics, and up on the big screen, and you come through the finish line. So that's a really cool part of it, and it starts on a cool bridge called the Jacques Cartier Bridge. So the race begins on a bridge, you jump onto the island of Montreal, run around the island, and then finish up in the Big O. Anyway, so I'll let you know how that goes. Like I said, a little bit nervous, and I'm expecting anything from my goal times to 2 hours, probably 2 hours and a couple minutes being hopefully the worst case scenario. We'll see how the day goes. Hope everyone's training is going well. Bye-bye.
Hi, Charlie White, also known as Q2 on the blogging circuit. I don't know how other people feel about the Extra Mile podcast, but I'm liking it and finding it inspirational. I do wonder at times about the people that report. Listening to Marathon Chris latest, I can imagine another hotel guest walking into the exercise room, only to find a lady running on a treadmill and talking to herself. I can see Kevin, on bended knee, asking for his beloved's feet on the running path. I heard Petra talk about her training. I was especially moved by Susan and what training she is doing and the inspiration behind it. If you haven't joined Team Elijah for the Fidipidations Worldwide Half Marathon, then please do so. And remember Elijah when you run. Jim's reports from Nebraska are training-oriented and interesting. I apologize to any others that I have not mentioned, but I look forward to hearing an additional report in the near future. Now for me. I'm still running 35 to 40 miles per week. Some of them are junk miles that I just run for the fun of running. Others are definitely training-based. I have decided to step up my training. I have increased the speed of my tempo runs. I want to become a faster runner. I want to get a new PR. I've given a lot of thought as to where I will run for my worldwide half. I'm narrowing it down to a cloverleaf course around my house or a run down a mountain canyon. Have you thought about where you're going to run yet? Do you have the Nike Plus iPod system? If you have one, why not create or join a challenge? I know that there are some of us currently engaged in a challenge, and we are accomplishing some miles. I find it inspirational to run in a challenge with such fine people as Maddie, Petra, and Greg. Now, Kevin told me I would have women falling at my feet and practically worshiping me because of my input to the Extra Mile. Although there are no more than there were beforehand, I would like to encourage each to contribute. Just do a better job than I've done so far. Now, to continue my training for the worldwide half.
Hello, the Extra Mile podcast runners, listeners, aficionados, and everybody else. This is Captain Drew. It's just after 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, September 23rd. It was my 20-mile long run this week. I'm training for the USMC, or Marine Corps Marathon, in Washington, D.C. in about a month. Just had to report that the 20-mile was the best of my long runs yet, which is kind of surprising. I think my expectations were low. It's very hot here in South Texas where I'm training, so I made up my mind to beat the heat. Go to bed early and get up, and I started out this morning at 3:45. I picked up a tip from, I think, in a magazine, and I'm not sure, but it was to train my long run between 10 and 20% longer time than my marathon pace, and that worked out all right, but I tried to schedule negative splits, which was also helpful, so that the first 8 or so miles were about 12 minutes. A mile, and then 11, and then 10 towards the end. That's about it for now. I don't necessarily advise getting up at 3 o'clock. I'll probably run out of gas mid-afternoon, although I can say that I've held my water much better than when there's a sun beating down on you. I think I'm about out of time. I have an email in as well, and I just want to take a couple seconds to thank everybody for their contributions. It's really been motivating to put my MP3 player on and listen to everybody else, ups and downs and goods and bads. I'm glad to report that I had an up week, and I'm looking forward to more training, especially with all the support from the Extra Mile. Thanks.
Hello, everybody. This is Marathon Chris. Now I'm reporting from mile 2.61 of a nice, easy sightseeing run in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I flew up here earlier today because I'm going to be teaching a class for a couple of days, and found a trail basically runs right behind my hotel. So now I'm checking it out. It's filled with geese, squirrels, runners, walkers, bikers. Right now I'm in a real pretty section of the trail. There's lots of big trees that are basically providing shade to the trail. The sun is still kind of high in the sky. It's probably about 5:30 or so. But this trail actually goes through the heart of Sioux Falls. Today's also rather a warm day. It's 87 degrees. By this time tomorrow it's supposed to be 67. I'm looking forward to that. My training this past week's been great. I'll walk a little while I talk to you. After last Sunday's 21-mile marathon, I took Monday off. And Tuesday did a nice, easy 5-miler. Pardon the wind noise. On Wednesday, late in the afternoon, I went for a 5-miler with my husband, who is training for his first marathon, the Walt Disney World Marathon, on January 13th, 2008, which we'll be running together. And that kind of brings up the topic I don't want to talk about this week, because I've been hearing it from several other runners. And that is running with your spouse or your significant other. And I know that a lot of us have folks with us that really are not into running the way we're into running. One thing I have to say is, whether your significant other runs or not, if you've been running a lot, then you know all about how supportive they are. Even if they're not running with you, they're filling in the gaps while you're out running with you. And my husband has done a lot of that. The past year that I've been training, first for the Disney Marathon and now for Marine Corps, he's had to kind of pick up the slack when I disappear for, 4 or 5 hours on a Sunday morning. But he's had some physical issues that have kind of held him back. He loves to run, and the guy is built for it. I mean, picture me, short, 5'2", little bitty legs. He's 6'2". He's got runner's legs, runner's physique. So he started running. He's been running on and off, you know, 5Ks and stuff. But he never really trained. He's actually completed 2 half marathons, but never really trained for either of them, and hobbled through an injury at the end of both of them. So this is really the first time he's really trained for something, and he is kicking butt. Coolest part is that we get to take these runs together every now and then. I don't want to hold him back. So, 3 miles. I usually will run with him like once a week. He's doing a Galloway approach. He's been running 2 and walking 1. And I just use those days as interval training. And I run a little bit faster so he can keep a decent pace. And it was beautiful. Intervals, 5 miles, and then about halfway through the run it started raining. Not too hard, but kind of a light rain. It kind of feels really good when you're running. It was just an awesome run. And then on Saturday, yesterday, I was stepping back. He was stepping up his miles. And so we both ran 12 miles together. He just kept it at my pace. So I knew I couldn't go fast and complete 12 miles. And he actually compromised too by running 3 and walking 1. And that was an incredible run. So So I guess in addition to now having our mojo back, I'm seeing other runners watching their spouses train. Steve Runner's wife, Libby, kick the couch, 5K. Kevin talking about his wife. Susan talking about working out the track with her husband. It's great when you love something like running and you can share it that way with your significant other. Three and a quarter. Sounds like a good place to stop. So that's it for me this week. A great week of training, and then wrapping it up with an easy run along the Big Sioux River here in South Dakota. Have a great running training week, everybody, and we'll see you out there somewhere on the roads.
Hey there, everyone. This is Adam Tinkoff, the Zen Runner. And I've been pegged by many podcasters and many people who respond to my show as one who travels way too often in exotic locations. And I have to confess that this week is no different than any other. I'm recording this in, of all places, Las Vegas, in Caesar's Palace, overlooking the beautiful Bellagio fountains. I can see the strip from my window. There's certainly a lot of stripping going on in this town. Shouldn't keep you from running. I spent part of this day in the Roman baths. Much more time going from tub to tub. They have a caldarium here. A caldarium! Do you know what that is? Don't ask. Let's just say, the word shrinkage comes to mind. Anyways, I love the spa treatments. I love this hotel. It's been an extraordinary week. A lot of very deep, interesting thoughts. It was quite an exciting time. I wanted to share with you something. I really enjoy the stories you have all shared with us about Mojo. On the way out, I picked up a book from my library, and I love my public library very much. It's a new book that they got by a Zen priest by the name of Danen Katagiri, who was a Zen priest who came over to the United States in the mid 20th century. He was born in Osaka in 1928, and he was in, I believe, Minneapolis as a Zen teacher. He was first in Los Angeles and then went to Minneapolis to start the Zen Center there. Well, this book came out posthumously. He died in 1990 and left a legacy of writings and speakings. And this is something I read that is directly related to Mojo. Well, probably as close as you're going to get to Mojo when it comes down to the study of Zen. When you see in the proper way, what do you see? You see the true nature of time. In Japanese, we say mujo. Mu is nothing, and jo is permanence. So mujo means no permanence or impermanence. Seeing impermanence is not to face a kind of nihilism that leads to despair. It is to become yourself as you really are, with joyful, open eyes. Thinking in the proper way is not to understand life through your intellect. It is to contemplate deeply how we live every day based on wisdom. When you see the true nature of time and understand how impermanence works in your life, you can use time to cultivate your life and to keep up with the tempo of life without feeling despair. That is the basis of a complete way of human life. It's beautiful, isn't it? That's a few words from Zen priest Danin Kentigeri from his book, Each Moment is the Universe, Zen and the Way of Being Time. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. This is Zen Runner coming to you from the land of Mojo, Las Vegas. Have a great run, everybody. Oh boy, Sin City, Zen Runner. It's an amazing life. It's an amazing world. I can see the moon from here. I can see the moon. I can see the moon. Hi there, everyone. This is Kevin, and this is my update for episode 10 of the Extra Mile Podcast. We're into double digits already. My training has been going pretty much on par with what's been laid out for me by Crazy John. I probably haven't done the prescribed long mileage that I need to, but I've come pretty close. My speed work has been pretty good. My speed runs were supposed to be 2 to 4 miles at about a 9:10 to 9:15 pace. This morning I went out and actually did pretty close to 6. Most of those miles were right on target. So I felt pretty good about that. I touched a little bit last week on my update about how I was hoping my wife had been giving some thought to running the Fidipidations half marathon with me. Mine is a planned half marathon at the Columbus Marathon on October 21st. And although I'm sure I've done more long runs than her, mentioned before, she can run circles around me even without the base that I've got, and she could finish a half marathon today if she needed to. So if that happens and I talk her into it, I'm probably going to throw my time out the window and try to spend 2+ hours of quality time with her. But either way, this training has gone so much easier on me because she is a runner and we share that common bond. I don't know if I've mentioned it, but we actually met at the gym. Most of my friends have some sort of gym connection. And although I know marriage is a big effort, something you have to work at all the time, does it ever make it easier when you have a passion to share? And with us, it's running.
So that's a little bit about my training this week. I'm actually out on my second run of the day. I did my speed work this morning. Decided I had nothing to do at lunch. So I'm just out for a slow jog, if you will. Trying to build my base up. Maybe one day I'll ask Crazy John to compare a long 10-mile run to two 5-mile runs in the same day, and what I'm losing or what the benefits might be of each one. So anyway, everybody have a good week. And we will see you next week.
Good morning, fellow runners. My name is Jim, and I'm a runner. It's Thursday, August 30th. A little after 7 o'clock in the morning, just starting a 12-mile run, and I'm telling you what, this is the kind of a day that I've been waiting for since the first part of June, probably. It's 55 degrees, actually cool, just a beautiful morning for a run. We've got the sun peeking up over the Bless Hills on my left. I've got a full moon off my right shoulder. Oh my God. This is what you wait for all summer long. Over the past couple months that I've been submitting these short sound files for the Extra Mile podcast, I've covered a host of subjects, really just my thoughts on things. I think one of the reasons for the Extra Mile podcast were for people to talk about their training, and I really have never done that, rather concentrating on just thoughts and experiences that I've come to realize, thoughts that I've developed, you know, over the past 30 years of running, and using this forum, if you will, as a means of sharing that information. I think it is episode 7 that Kevin kind of maybe pulled back the curtain a little bit, if you will, and he talked about his running, and I think that was kind of the downer podcast where everybody was whining about their training, how poor it was going, and all those kind of things. And then Kevin, like I said, pulled back the curtain a little bit. And he talked about, and he made the comment about if he were to give up racing today, it would not be a problem. And that little segment really made an impression upon me. I don't know how old Kevin is. I don't know how long he's been running. But I used to race a lot. You know, back in the 70s when I started this journey, I would race all the time. Right up through mid to late 90s. You know, so for over 20 years, I raced a lot. And then I suddenly started to realize that I didn't need races. Racing can be fun. For a lot of people, it's a social thing. They enjoy the camaraderie of race day and, getting together, the expos, the before race camaraderie, the after race camaraderie, and that's the real thing, and I'm not taking away from that. But stepping away from racing, really for me, was not a problem. Like I say, kind of half jokingly, but yet seriously, at the beginning of these little submissions, that, my name is Jim, I'm a runner, and Kevin Roy hit the nail on the head when he talked about that. I'm just a runner. It has become a part of me over 30 years of doing this. I retired about 4 years ago, and I tell people that I was really the luckiest guy in the world. I never, ever got up in the morning and did not want to go to work. I enjoyed my job. I enjoy life. People today say, how you doing? My pat answer is, I'm doing great. That's the only way to be. The same with my running. I've never really needed to be motivated to get out there to run. It's a part of me. So it starts in the wintertime, and I used to be a bold son of a gun. I would always run on January 1st outside, no matter what the weather. Beautiful day, ain't it?
Yeah, it's perfect.
I think the worst weather I ever ran in was a 40 below wind chill one night. But I thought that I just had to do it, just to experience it. Every summer, going under the tunnel here now, but every summer, I would pick an afternoon, no matter how hot it was, the hotter the better. And I would go and do my run in that weather. The hottest I can remember was like 104 degrees. Smart? Not very smart. But like I say, you can always tell a runner. You just can't tell him much. Well, as you get a little older, so the saying goes, you get a little smarter. Yeah, baby. But I don't do that anymore. I do a lot of my winter running on a treadmill now. I don't do those 100 degree afternoon runs anymore. But days like today, oh boy, this is what you wait for. Actually, it's only 55 degrees, but it's cool. I mean, my wrists right now feel cool, almost cold, but you gotta love it. So once again, my sound file has nothing to do with my training, but maybe it just offers a little reflection, a little bit of the behind the curtain retrospect that Kevin touched on in episode 7. So as we get into the fall, and we experience these kind of mornings, these kind of days, maybe it's time for everybody to look back as well as look forward, because there are a lot of guys and gals who are just starting their running life, making running part of their lifestyle, maybe thinking about, do I want to make running part of my lifestyle? Well, you will go through a lot of phases. Some good, maybe some not so bad. Racing may or may not play a part of that lifestyle. If it does, hey, grab that brass ring. Enjoy it. Have fun at it. Don't make it work. Make it fun. Because if it's fun, you'll do it a lot more. So, for the Extra Mile Podcast, as I pass mile two on my 12-mile run today, have a great fall. My name is Jim, and as you know by now, I'm just a runner. Goodbye.
Hello, it's Nigel here from Staffordshire in the UK, and I'm actually up in Edinburgh this week. I've been working in Edinburgh city centre, and I've managed to get myself out for a run up a very big hill down near the Holyrood Palace and the Parliament building. I have to say, I'm at the top now. It's a fantastic view from here over Edinburgh. The reason you heard a car is actually I rode all the way up here. Anyhow, this week's training report. This is my third run this week. I did one at home on Monday, I think it was, and did one last night, which was Wednesday night. I actually did this same route. It's about 6 or 7 miles with that killer hill in the middle. And I'm doing one tonight as well, which I guess will be about a 6 miler as well. But to be honest, as I record this, it's the 27th September. So that means I've got just 1 week to go on Sunday until I run. So really, I'm just doing the last minute bit of hill work. I'm not pushing myself too hard. And then next week it's definitely going to be very, very gentle stuff. No need to push myself too hard in the last week. All the training that needs to be done has been done now. And I think it's just a question of being good for the last week or so with my diet, get plenty of sleep, and just stretch my legs a couple of times next week. And no heroics, risking any last minute injuries. So that's pretty much it for this week's report from a very, very grey, windy and cold Edinburgh. Hope your run is going well. Only a couple of weeks to go now for most of you, so keep that training going. Don't push yourself too hard. I shall catch you all again soon. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for downloading and hanging in for episode 10 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Man, we're getting close now, aren't we? I would like to thank, in particular, our friends and fellow runners who submitted this week. Especially Mr. Adam Tinkoff, the Zen runner. Adam, it was great. Thank you very much. It's always great to hear from Adam. He's a busy man, and when he stops to send a submission, you know that it's something that's very important to him and something worth listening to, considering. It's also a new month, so any new votes over at Podcast Alley would be appreciated. There's a link at our website for that. You know what I suggest you do as far as voting goes? And I don't mean just for the Extra Mile podcast. What I do, I have probably 8 or 10 podcasts I listen to pretty religiously every week. At the beginning of every month, I sit down and it takes me maybe 5 minutes to vote for every one of them. It's the only way I have of showing them I appreciate what they're doing for me. We also always appreciate your submissions. Head over to the website. You'll see our email address. There's a comment line. You heard a few submissions this week from people calling our comment line. So anything you can do to help us out in our future episodes, we'd appreciate it. And speaking of our future episodes, we're still hoping to get a lot more feedback from you about what you'd like to see us do in the way of a format with this podcast after the Worldwide Half is over. We've been throwing around some ideas, but none of them mean very much if it's not something you're interested in and will listen to. So call the comment line, send us an email, post your thoughts at the webpage. Please take a couple minutes and let us know, will you? I mentioned last week about how we already had our plan A, which was to take over Fidipidations. But we really do need a plan B. Although I gotta tell you, we're not done with plan A yet. We may still have a go at that. So hang around and see where that one goes. So everyone have a great training week. And we will see you next week on the Extra Mile Podcast.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the show. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramile2007@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramile2007@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the Extra Mile Podcast.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.